Step 8. Keep score. Are we winning or losing? In sports, we enjoy the game because we can easily follow the action and keep score. By following the action and keeping score, we experience it all. The stories behind the score, what individual actions and team accomplishments changed the score, what plays made the difference, and ultimately, how the game was won. Every sport has its scoreboard, scorecards, and team stats, and so must every business. However, unlike sports, too many businesses are running their companies by focusing their players on the stats and only the stats, all without ever really knowing if they're winning or losing. They have no visibility to the center court scoreboard, the financials. It goes back to our story about bowling through a curtain. The people who have their hands on the ball and therefore the greatest opportunity to change the score and win the game have no idea where to aim. A number of years ago, while on a visit to a Fortune 500 company, we were proudly led through its expansive facilities as our guide lauded the extensive scoreboarding that was happening at every turn. Man, they measured everything. They had KPIs on safety, utilization, units, employee engagement, even temperature. In total, they boasted an impressive 157 KPIs they tracked at any given moment. At the culmination of the tour, the executive beamed with pride when he asked what we thought of all this amazing tracking and measuring. Jack asked him, "So, how do you know if you're winning?" Dumbfounded, the exec retorted, "Well, we're winning in some areas and struggling in others," pointing to different scorecards in the meeting room. Stack asked again, "But how do you know if you're winning? Are you making any money?" It seems the only thing that wasn't being measured in that incredible operation was if all their efforts were worth it. They weren't watching the ultimate scoreboard, the financials. Companies that focus only on KPIs can sometimes miss out on larger goals. Is it possible to be profitable and still run out of cash? Is it possible to hit quality goals and still lose a customer? Absolutely. Balancing all aspects of business simultaneously is imperative, albeit challenging. Scoring opportunities. Great game scoreboards inform players if they're winning or losing, and that begins with the financial scoreboard. All the other scoreboards in the game align to the financials. The critical number scoreboard, departmental and team scoreboards, mini-game scoreboards, even individual player scorecards. Done well, they all connect, providing a clear line of sight for every employee so that they know what they do impacts the overall score of the game. Remember that team scoreboards at any and all levels of the organization should align in such a way that all players can see how they fit, moving the process of keeping score from them measuring us to us measuring ourselves. Keeping score gives winners the critical feedback they need to make the right adjustments, improve performance, and win. This alignment keeps people in the game feeling that they are contributing to the team toward a common goal, the critical number. The best place to begin designing your first scoreboard is with the financial scoreboard. We can then begin to align the entire organization to the overall financial performance of the company rather than randomly choosing measurements that may or may not make an impact. Or worse, pick from a smorgasbord of KPIs you can find on the internet. Financial scoreboard. It was 1494 when a Franciscan friar named Luca Pacioli popularized the financial statements like the P&L we use today. But one thing he forgot to include was another column. A column where you can put someone's name. The owner of the line item. Each person in the business has accountability for those line items you're building. All of a sudden, the financials don't seem like something an accountant dreamed up. They are the facts of everyone's daily life. Get the design team together to discuss the following four important concepts that make great game scoreboarding unique and powerful. Common sense financials. Turn your financial information into a common sense, simplified scoreboard. The books that employees use in the great game of business to manage financial outcomes are not full-scale annual reports. Your financial scoreboard is a simplified version of your financial statements that revolve around the company's critical numbers. When we talk about common sense financials, we mean financials that are unpacked, providing information not just about the whole company or business unit, but about individual departments and processes. Showing what key measures are needed in order for employees to understand how the financials are created. Remember, it's not as important to be GAAP, or generally accepted accounting principles compliant as it is to be clear on where and how the numbers are created. Bottom-up financials. Instead of sharing financials with your employees, try asking your employees to share the numbers with you. With the great game of business, information comes from every corner of the business into an accurate, up-to-the-minute, big-picture view of the company's financial performance. It starts with the design team leading the way. In time, each line item on the financial scoreboard will be owned and represented by a broader group of people as they learn the business. Real-time, forward-looking financials. You can't change history. We want information in real time, not past time. Many companies steer their businesses while facing backward. They tend to measure the past, which is telling them only what has happened. The key is spending less time discussing what has occurred and more time discussing what will happen in the future and what we can do differently tomorrow to help create a better future. Design your financial scoreboard in a forward-focused format. Living financials. The primary purpose of creating real-time, common-sense financials is to help bring operational and financial realities to life and make them interesting, understandable, and relevant to everyone in the company. In most companies, it's the responsibility of various managers and financial officers to track, measure, and report the numbers that are used to produce the financial reports. While this holds true in great game companies as well, this reporting responsibility is shared much more widely. For example, frontline employees are responsible for tracking, measuring, and reporting their own operational numbers, as well as how those numbers impact financial results. These employees are responsible for helping to gather the data that goes into their line items, for forecasting their numbers to the company, and for understanding what's happening to their line items over time. Financial scoreboard design. With the design team in the appropriate mindset, you can now begin designing and using an effective financial scoreboard. Here is a thorough walkthrough of a well-designed company-wide financial scoreboard. You'll want to download the company-wide financial scoreboard example at greatgame.com/gigtools. Number 1, line numbers. Since financial terminology will be new to most employees, you should number each line item so you can easily direct employees to its location on your scoreboard. Number 2, line items. Get the design team together and a chart of accounts. Begin to unpack the financials, identifying what numbers will be used and how the numbers will be organized. Every number should be represented, though some may be consolidated, like salaries. A line item may be a sum total of a group on the chart of accounts. For example, total sales and marketing expenses may include travel expenses but are simply rolled up in the line item. Each line item may include items that are tracked through the additional scorecards that make up this line item. Each scorecard may have additional owners. However, they roll up to the overall line item on the financial scoreboard. For example, a purchase price variance scorecard would roll up to a material cost line item or a cost of goods sold line item. Try to limit the line items to those that are most important and represent the greatest impact to the overall scoreboard. Include the 20% of accounts that represent 80% of the impact, and focus on those line items that employees can influence. If employees have questions regarding items that are within those sum total line items, you can expand that specific line item out until people are educated on the number. Number 3, calculations column. Include a calculation for each line item so the employees have a cheat sheet on how to calculate the score. Be sure to ask your employees to help calculate the score. This ensures that employees pay attention and learn how financial information is calculated. Sometimes you may want to call on employees to calculate the score and provide rewards and recognition for employees that participate. This enables and encourages employees to get involved, which will also help them learn the numbers. Number 4, plan. This includes your current year's monthly plan for each line item, which will remain fixed throughout the plan year. This number should come directly from your annual plan. If you have not yet created an annual plan, you could temporarily use your prior year's actual results for each line item. This at least provides a comparison to what has been done before. Providing the previous year's performance gives everyone another benchmark to compare current performance to identify variances. Number 5, owner. This identifies the owner, the person primarily accountable for the line item. The line owner is responsible for providing the forecast, but also for knowing the story behind the number. Since the line must be forecast at every huddle, it's a best practice to identify a primary and a backup line owner. Number 6, forward forecasting. Forecasting is the fundamental way in which GGOB practitioners communicate with the numbers and enable employees to act and to take responsibility for the financial performance of the company. A forecast is simply a collective best estimate or opinion on what is expected and a commitment to do what we say we are going to do. It's a combination of the actual data available to you, such as historical data, actual results, benchmarks, leading indicators, etc., your assumptions, an informed, educated opinion, and what you are committing to the organization to achieve, your goal or commitment. There are 5 columns under the forward forecasting heading, which will house each line owner's month-end forecast. A common mistake is thinking that this week's forecast or actuals go here. Nope, this space is reserved for how you think the month will end. Then next week, forecast again how the month will end, and so on. We'll take a closer look at forecasting in the next chapter. Number 7, final. This represents the final results for the month after the books have been closed. There's a lot to learn from comparing final results to the owner's last forecast, especially in the beginning. The finals often include accounting adjustments like accruals that may not yet be understood by the line owners. Number 8, actual year-to-date and plan year-to-date. This represents the actual year-to-date or cumulative performance. These columns provide a quick year-to-date comparison to plan. Number 9, critical number and driver line items. This section could include line items that represent your critical number performance or key drivers that do not directly appear on your financial scoreboard. These could be items from the balance sheet or cash flow statement or ratios like inventory turns. They could be key drivers to achieving the critical number. For example, referrals, billable hours, purchase receipts, net promoter score, accounts receivable, and so on. Coach's tip: provide your employees a list of definitions for each line item. Remember, this is new to people, so the first time they hear a line item like reimbursed outside services, there are going to be some puzzled faces around the room. Make it a safe space to learn by providing a guidebook. Keeping score, Pacific Outdoor Living. Sometimes, practitioners of the game take GGOB ideas like scoreboarding to another level of execution. A few years ago, during a visit to Los Angeles, we stopped in to say hello to Terry Morrill. He and his family own Pacific Outdoor Living, Southern California's leading designer and installer of high-end landscapes and aquascapes. When you walk through their headquarters, it looks nothing like a landscaping business might look. The walls and offices are lined with scoreboards that track every key measurable you can imagine. From a master scheduling board down to an individual scorecard above someone's computer, you can actually see the line of sight and connection to the critical number, both for individuals and the team. Pacific Outdoor Living is a great example of how the chain of scoreboards, bottom to top and top to bottom, allow information to flow up, down, and across the organization. Years ago, Pacific Outdoor Living introduced The Great Game to apply financial rigor to its existing employee empowerment systems. The Great Game got us to critically review our key stats to ensure that they directly contribute to our bottom line, explains Administrator Athena Owen. It really helped us to minimize confusion and increase production. Great Game of Business also created a new understanding for employees. Instead of just tracking KPIs and metrics, they now connect all measures with the ultimate score of whether they are winning or losing, the financials. Supervisors meet for morning huddles to discuss projects and adjust forecasts, and the 15 work crews participate in a huddle weekly to calculate their own forecasts and post them on the company-wide game board. Terry's commitment to ongoing training has led to higher levels of both team participation and personal responsibility for producing superior work, not to mention world-class growth. Pacific Outdoor Living has been recognized as one of the fastest-growing companies in America. That means more jobs and better careers if you're keeping score. Employees continue to take high-level entrepreneurial management courses that teach them how to analyze financial statements and to calculate break-even, a measure they use daily to make profit-minded decisions. Although the practice of business scorecards and dashboards have become very popular in recent years, it has been estimated that more than half of all scorecard and dashboard projects have failed to provide any positive business results. Why do they continually fall short on driving results? Many times, it's simply because no one is openly discussing the wins and losses. In short, there is a lack of effective communication around scoreboards and a lack of commitment to holding each other accountable. While great game scoreboards will help us clearly determine if we're winning or losing and who's accountable, the huddle becomes the catalyst for action and holding each other accountable for results. Be sure to download the company-wide financial scoreboard and other scoreboard examples at greatgame.com/gigtools.